Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Welcome to September. I hope hopefully everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. If you're getting back into the routine of fall and school, you may be looking around your yard wondering what you can do to wrap things up, so to speak, before we get into the cooler months of the year. Certainly, according to our horticulture experts at ISU, proper lawn care in the fall will help ensure an attractive and healthy lawn next season and hopefully keep you a little bit ahead of the game when it comes to getting some of that spring lawn work taken care of in advance. If you're looking to control broadleaf weeds in your lawn, any time in the fall, from late September to early November, is the best time to control perennial broadleaf weeds in the lawn with a broadleaf herbicide. In the fall, the perennial weeds are transporting food from their foliage to their roots in preparation for winter. These broadleaf herbicides applied in fall will be absorbed by the weed's foliage and transported to the roots along with the carbohydrates or food, resulting in the destruction of the broadleaf weeds from the roots up. Effective broadleaf herbicides for use at this time include those with active ingredients such as 2,4-D, MCPP, dicamba, triclopyr, and others. The most effective herbicide products will usually contain a mixture of two or three herbicides, as no single compound will control all weeds. Broadleaf herbicides can be applied as sprays or granules, but sprays are more effective generally than granular products in controlling broadleaf weeds. And of course, before applying any herbicide, you want to carefully read and follow label directions. If you're getting sick of mowing the lawn, especially with all of the rain that we have had recently, unfortunately, you should continue to mow your lawn until the grass stops growing in the fall, which of course may vary greatly depending on the weather. In general, the foliage of Kentucky bluegrass and other cool season grasses will usually stop growing in late October or early November in Iowa. You'll want to continue to mow the Kentucky bluegrass at a height of 2.5 to 3 inches in the fall. Keep in mind, when you're mowing the lawn, you never want to remove more than 1/3 of the total leaf area at any time. Therefore, a lawn being mowed 2-3 inches high should be cut when it reaches a height of 4.5 inches, which is difficult to do, obviously, when we've had the rainy weather like we have had this summer into fall. So just to keep in mind, if your grass gets very tall, you don't want to go in and mow it off very close to the ground, as you can actually damage the crowns of the turf grass by doing that. Additionally, if you want to apply fall fertilizer to your lawn, mid-September and late October or early November, after the grass has stopped growing, are excellent times to fertilize a Kentucky bluegrass lawn in Iowa. The mid-September fertilization will help the grass recover from stressful summer weather, and an application of fertilizer again in late October or early November will promote root growth and help with an early green up next spring. You want to apply no more than 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet in any single application, and keep in mind you can also fertilize your lawn in the spring, in April to mid-May, if you don't get the green up that you want in early spring from that November application. Early September is also an excellent time to aerate lawns, especially those growing in heavy or clay-heavy soils, and those that are subject to heavy foot traffic. Aeration will relieve soil compaction, improve water and nutrient movement in the soil, and prevent the accumulation of thatch. To do this, you want to aerate with a core aerator that has a hollow metal tube or tines that remove plugs of soil. Remove soil cores that are approximately 3/4 of an inch in diameter and 3 inches long. When completed, properly aerated lawns should have about 20 to 40 holes per square foot, which will usually require several passes of the core aerator. Lawns can also be aerated in April or early May. And for more information on lawn and garden care in the fall, you can find the news article on the ISU Extension website, or you can go on the ISU Extension store and find the publication on fall lawn care. Also want to remind folks that we have a program coming up here next week for our local child care providers, providing quality child care as a matter of economics as well as workforce development, according to our local human sciences specialist, Sandra McKinnon. McKinnon will be the instructor for a preschoolers and pennies class that is happening here next Tuesday, the 11th of September. Preschoolers and pennies, read, talk, learn, and play is a workshop focused on how to teach appropriate financial concepts to 3 to 5-year-olds with fun activities in the day-to-day learning environment. Registration for that program is now open through the end of this week on the Iowa Child Care Provider Registry. You can also find that information on the Cass County Extension website. And as always, for all information on upcoming programs and events here in Cass County, check out the Cass County Extension website, follow us on Facebook for updates, stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.